Christ, Kiss Slave, Tuesday the 12th of November, Rabbi Shmuel Wolf, Theft of an Unborn Animal.
Yeah, Shkech Rabbi, so I just wanted to actually say a little Dvar Halacha. It's still Tuesday, so we still say something from last week's Sedra. There's a pasuk in last week's Sedra that Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan. He said, I didn't take and steal anything of yours. Use the expression for Ele Tzincha Leochalti. I didn't eat any of the sheep, any of the rams of your flock. So the Gemara asks, Moran Baba Kama says, oh, that's a tremendous thing to say. Ele Tzincha Leochalti. I didn't eat any Elim. So that would suggest Elim Hu Deloy Ochal. Okay, so he didn't eat the Elim, he didn't eat the rams, he didn't eat the grown up ones. Aval Kvasim Ochal, maybe the young lambs, perhaps he did eat. I didn't eat the big fat ones. I only gambled a few little ones. You know. So that's not really, what's the grace of Chiddush that Yaakov Avinu is saying, I didn't eat the big fat ones, I only ate a few small ones. Says the Gemara, we learn from here that Ayil ben Yoimoy Koru Ayil. That means we learn from here that even a sheep, even a tiny lamb, the minute it's born, it's already called an ayil. And afkamin will be that a halacha in Geneva, if a ganav steals and makes a shinui, then he's kainet. All know this halacha. And there's two various types of shinui. One of the shinui is a shinui Hashem. So if you steal it and it had a shinui Hashem, it's changed, then you could maybe keep it. So the Gemara says, if you steal a tleh benasa ayil, you steal a young lamb, and it became an ayil, became a big grown up sheep, the halacha is that's not called a shinui Hashem, not considered a change. What's the proof? What's the raya? It's not considered a change. Because this pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said, "Ein etzein chaleo chalti." What did he not steal? Only stole big one. Didn't steal big one, but maybe he stole small ones. No, even the small ones are called ayil as well. Ayil ben yemi koru ayil, and therefore that's the halacha that is not considered a change of shinui Hashem from a lamb to a sheep. That's what the Gemara says. So I want to just share with you a very interesting nekuda. There's a Tisefta, later on in it, well, I come here, Maruba actually, there's a Tisefta. The Tisefta says like this. We know there's a halacha, that when you steal a shor of a set, there's a halacha, every geneva, if you do geneva, not gazela, there's two things, a gazlan pays keren, a ganav pays kefil, double. And if you steal, do a geneva on a shor or a set, possibly compassion is spotted, you do a geneva on a shor of a set, and then you shecht it, or you sell it, you've got to pay dalad vehe. We all know this halacha, you have to pay four times for a sheep, five times for a shur. That's the halacha of dalad vehe. And this applies only to a shur v'seh. What would you say in Azakis? You stole a poro mu'uberes. Stole a cow, which was mu'uberes, which had a vlad inside. Okay, and then the cow gave birth, the yolda. And then he proceeded to shecht the uber, the vlad, the born child, the young child which was born, the calf, he shechted the calf. Are you chayav dalad vehe for that? Is in the Tisefta, the Brisa, the Tisefta tells us that Allah is your potter from dalad vehe, you don't pay dalad vehe for the shechita of the uber. So there's a big machlokes how to learn pshat. The Ramban learns pshat, in the Milchamos, Ramban learns pshat, that the birth of the uber, the transition from being an uber to being a born child is a shinui maisa. It's a proper shinui, completely changed. It wasn't uber, it was an unborn child, now it's a born child, that's a shinui. And therefore you're koina the uber. It's now because shinui is koina, we have a locha, that shinui maisa makes you koina. That's the Gemara, famous Gemara of Bavakama, that shinui koina. So if you change, the uber changes from being an unborn uber to a born child, that's a huge change. It's a change in the whole surah of the child. That's a shinui maisa and you're koina. That's the halacha. Memele, he says, I can't be chayav dalad vehe for shechting my own shor. This uber now belongs to me because shinui koina. I stole it. There was a shinui change. It became my shor. Once it became my shor, so shaloi hu toveach, shaloi hu mech, it's his own. You're shechting your own shor. You shecht your own shor. Of course, you can't be chayav dalad vehe. That's how the Ramban learns pshat. There's a Tosfos who's chaylik, and Tosfos holds that it's not considered a shinui. Birth is just a transition from being inside the womb to outside the womb. It's not a proper shinui. So, Fret, the Achronim, asked, said, it's not a proper Shinui, so why is it that if you stole an Uber, stole a Parim Uberes, and gave a Yolda, and then you shechted the Uber, why is the halacha that you put to Dalad Vey, don't pay for the Shechita of the Uber? Why not? Bishleim, if you hold that it's a Shinui, the Leda's a Shinui, so you can say, Shalom to there, it's your own now, your Kaina. But if you say it's not a Shinui, so why is it that you put for the Shechita of the Uber? You shechted it, why you put her? Why you put Dalad Vey? You should be Chayiv. It's a stolen Uber, and you shechted it, now was born, so you can now come out, you shecht it. Why are you not chayv? So Reb Chaim Brisker says a murder chiddush, and the same chiddush state in Ersamech also, and it's based on this din. He says, you know why? Because when you stole it, it was unborn. And he's medayek this posuk, the Ede Tzincha Le'achalti. So the Gemara says, Ail ben yoimu koru ail. Once it's born, from the moment of birth, a lamb or a sheep or a shur, it's got a shem ail or a shem shur from the moment of birth. But not pre-birth. Before it's born, it can't be called a shur. Before it's born, it can't be called an ail. That's an uba. Memeida zokter, when you stole it, since when you stole it, it wasn't a shur. So you stole something which wasn't a shur. Afterwards you shechted it, very nice. But you can't be chayiv dalad vehei unless from because dalad vehei is a process. You steal it, you're a geneva, and then a shechita. Since at the geneva stage it wasn't a shur, because shur ben yoimoy koru shur, al ben yoimoy koru ail, but not pre ben yoimoy. So since it wasn't yet a shur before the geneva stage, it wasn't yet a shur at the stage of geneva, at that stage it wasn't a shur, oy bazoy, you can't be chayav dalad vehei for the shechita. I tell you, Rabbi says, I'm worried you chiddush this, because the pashtus is that dalad vehei is a chiyuv for shechting a shur which was stolen. This shur was stolen, and now he's a shur, and I shechted it. So why shouldn't I be chayav? It's our gross raid.
What is he now?
Now he's a shur.
No.
When I stole it, it was an uber. Right? With an over. Fine. Then the mother gave, because it's part of the mother. Then the mother gave birth. Now I have a live uber, which is stolen, right? It was stolen. An uber is a fetus. Right? Unborn fetus. I have a live or fetus. Now it's born. So it's stolen. Right? We agree it's a stolen. We're saying it's not a shinui.
But if it's an uber and subsequently a...
That's a machlik. Is that considered a shinui? There's a Gemara which the Gemara says it's just like a door in front of it. It's a Gemara with a Zara. So is it called a shinui or not? But let's say it's not a shinui. So if it's not a shinui, you're not kaina. Nevertheless, the halacha is you're potter for about dalad vehei. Why is that? So we're saying, you know why? Because the geneva stage one of the process, it wasn't a shur yet. Pardon? No, not yet. You haven't had a shinui. You've got to give
it. No,
after you shecht it, that will be a shinui. But till you shecht it, it's not a shechita zecher shinui.
And if you don't shecht it, can you keep?
Of course not. No, if it's not a shinui, you can't keep it. You've got mitzvah for heishiv, heishiv zegzela. If it's a shinui, then you can keep it, because it says the pasuk says the heishiv zegzela asher gozal ke'en shegozal. It's got to be the same as it was stolen. If there was a shinui, then it's not ke'en shegozal, not the same as it was. Then halach is you got to pay and you keep it.
What about shinui Hashem?
So Shinui Hashem is the same thing. So that's the Gemara's asking. The Gemara asks, why is it not a Shinui Hashem? And the Gemara says, because
went from Uber to...
So the Chariah could be the same thing. Oh, I mean, why is it not a Shinui Hashem? It's not classed as Shinui, because at the end of the day, it's not... I don't know. It's not classed as Shinui. Yeah. What was it called for? Why shouldn't it have... Lefid is still a Shinui Hashem.
If Shinui Hashem, yeah.
Could be if Shinui Hashem by itself. It's not Kena, maybe. Depends. But...
The thief will still have to pay the owner for the land.
Oh yes, yeah. When you steal, you have to pay. The question is, you have to return the actual item, yeah, the heishiv zegzel asher gozal, or you keep it and pay. That's what shinui comes in. However, it's like this. So the chiddush I want to bring out here, Rabbi Yisrael, the chiddush of Reb Chaim, it's like a murdig chiddush of Reb Chaim Brisker. What he says is like this: that even though when you shechted it, you've got a stolen item over here. It's a sheep now. Today it's a sheep which is stolen, right? It was stolen when it was an uber, when it was a vlad, when it was a fetus. But nevertheless, even though it was stolen then, now I have a stolen animal in front of me, and I shechted it. No. Since the geneva is an intrinsic part of the process, you have to go through geneva and then shechita, and the geneva stage, it was not a shur, so I haven't got a shur, I haven't got a stolen shur, I've got a stolen thing, which is today a shur, but at geneva stage, it wasn't a shur. And that's not good enough, that doesn't qualify. There's a shtickle, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, this is a word of Yiddish. He says that when you do dalad vehei, you're really chayiv for the geneva. It's just that the condition, if you do, normally you're chayiv for geneva, just kefil. If you shechted it, you're chayiv more for the geneva stage. Not chayav for that. That's a big chiddush. But al kaponim, we see from here that the geneva is not just, it's an intrinsic part of the actual chiyuv dalavei. Be that as it may, we've learned from here chiddush. We've learned from here chiddush that the din, that a, or the fact that a shor is called a shor from Leda doesn't only exist from Leda, but before birth, in the fetal stage, it's still called, it's not called a shor. It's not called a shem shor. That's what comes out from this Tisefta. So I want to ask the Akasha. There's another Tisefta. Tisefta says like this. What's the halacha? If you stole a paramur beres, got an expectant cow, you stole it and shechted it. Okay? So you stole it, geneva, it's kefil. And then you shechted it, so you chayev dan avehe. Why not, of course? So is that a chiddush? That's poshut, yeah? Whatever time you steal a cow and you shechted it, you chayev dan avehe. If you steal a cow which is expectant cow, and you shechted it, dan avehe, why not? That's a big chiddush. The Sefer tells us this chiddush. You should know that halacha is, if you steal a poram or beres and shechted it, you chayev dan avehe. So Rav Abramsky, he's got a sefer, Chazon Yecheskel, on this after, he asks Akasha, he says, what's the big chiddush? What was coming to tell you? Obviously, if you stole a cow, if it's thin or if it's fat, you pay dollar vehe according to the value of the cow. If this cow is fat because it's got a vlad inside, it's got an unborn child inside, it's part of the mother, you shechted it, why shouldn't you be chayav dollar vehe? What's the chiddush over here? Zop Rav Abramsky said, I'm worried about the chiddush. He said, you know what the chiddush is? We must be talking, if this sefer must be telling us something we don't know. What's the Sefer telling us? Zogar Abramsky, you know what it's telling us? It must be talking that you found it, when you shechted this mother, the cow, you found inside a live child. A live child called a ben pekur. The halacha is that if you find a live child inside, if you shecht, you go to a shecht house, imagine, and you shecht the cow, and they open up the cow and you find a live child inside, that, oh, but that child, that calf, does not require shechita. Because it's had the shechita, the mother's shechita help, doesn't require shechita. That's halacha of ben pekur. Doesn't require shechita. So I might have thought like this. I might have thought, since this uba doesn't require shechita, so now, what would you say the gabadan of vehe? You know, when I stand to eat the meat, you're allowed to eat the meat. Nochmal, again, what's the story? You stole a para mulberes. You shechted the para. Before, no laid over here. Nothing was born. You shechted the cow with the vlad inside. With the uber inside. You then opened up. Oh, there's a live cow here. This live calf does not require shechita.
You have to kill it.
Yeah, you can't eat it. You got that. You got to kill it. But you don't have to. It doesn't have to have a kosher shechita.
It doesn't
have a shem shechita. I'm going to come to that. I'm coming to that. It doesn't. It's not. It doesn't require shechita to imatir the achila. It doesn't to allow you to eat. It doesn't require shechita. So now, what would you say the gabidal of the hay on this child? Of course, the mother you've got to pay dal of the hay for. What about the child? Is there's a big shaila? Oh. There's a big shaila in that. So there's a big shaila. How does ben pekua work? How does it work? This din that you're allowed to eat the mother. You've got it's very interesting shaila. Imagine you went to a shecht house, the shecht did a cow, and you open up, and you find a live child inside. You're allowed to eat it. What's the shaila? Get up, tachakira. Can clear an shaila. How does it work? Yeah, we learn it out from apostle. You're allowed to eat it. The question is, how does that work? Is the pshat that the halacha is that an unborn child who never came out, was never born, doesn't require shechita. It's nitar. So once you shechted the mother, you're allowed to eat the child. Is that the whole chiyuv to have shechita is only on a child, on a behemah, which was born. A live child born, right, you have to shecht it. If it was never born, you don't have to shecht it, you can eat it. Or no. Could be the pshat. It never came out. You went, after you shechted it, you got hold of the mother, you cut it open, right? You get a bit gory details over here, but you can, you've been to a shecht house, they hang it up, cut it open, whoops, and out slips a live cow, a live woman. Let's say that could happen,
it's
that would happen.
The
oh. His one pshat is, it doesn't require shechita. The other pshat is, that it does require shechita, but since it was part of the mother, it was attached to the mother, so the shechita of the mother is matter. It's like a foot, like you said. It's like part, just like you understand, the shechita of the mother of a cow is not just matter of the neck where it's shechted. It means the whole cow in its entirety is now mutzah b'achila. Yeah, you can eat the legs and the stomach and everything else because you've done a shechita. Is this uber, this fetus which was attached to the mother, the shechita of the mother enables me to eat this as well. It's like part of the mother. Shech did it.
You could either get an
usher
or the baby.
No. Well, you're not allowed to eat. Well, that's the shayla. Izok Rav Abramsky, says Rav Abramsky, this is the chiddush over here. The chiddush of our Gemara, of this Tosefta, is that if you stole a ben, you stole a parah muberes, and you shechted the parah muberes whilst you're still muberes. Yeah, you shechted the parah and you found the vlad, the uber inside. The halacha is you chayv pedalad the hay for the uber as well. You know why you chayv pedalad for the uber as well? That will depend on our chakira. If the pshat is that the uber that doesn't require shechita, well, if it doesn't require shechita, so this, now we have a calf jumping around, frisky little thing, jumping around over here. This calf has never had a shechita and doesn't require a shechita. It's just mutter b'achila, because it never came a natural birth, it came out from the mother was shechita and it had a shame, a heta. In which case you can't be chayv dalav hay for this cow, this calf, because nothing happened. But if the pshat is that the shechita of the mother is like it's done to the calf, oh, so this calf had a shechita as well. If this calf had a shechita as well, oy bazoi, you chayv dalav hay for the uber, because you've done a shechita on the uber as well. Is that what the chiddush says of Aramsky? That's the chiddush that the Tosefta is trying to tell us. The Tosefta is telling us, you should know, you chayav dalav hay not just for the mother, but for the child as well. Must be that the shechita you did on the mother was a shechita for the child, because you can't be chayav dalav hay for killing, and you have to be chayav dalav hay only for shechita, kosher shechita. Is this child, this calf, has had a kosher shechita? It's still alive, but it's had a kosher shechita. It's had a shechita. Aliday being inside the mother, and the shechita of the mother worked for it. So that shechita works for the child. Oy bazoi, the halacha is as yechayav dalav hay. Rabbi, so I want to ask you a kasha. I didn't find this kasha anywhere. Well, this is my kasha. When I learned this Tosefta, I learned this Shtikul Torah, I had a kasha. According to what I told you before from Rabbi Chaim Briska, Rabbi Chaim Briska is medayik the Gemara of the Pasuk of last week, Sedra, Eile tzincha le'achalti, ayil ben yoy mekoro ayil. But pre-birth, you don't have a shem shor. And if you don't have a shem shor, we said when you stole an uber, which has not got a shem shor, even if afterwards you shechted it when it was there was a bigger chiddush, even afterwards when you shechted it, it was already a shor, but since the geneva stage wasn't a shor, it doesn't qualify. Here, not only the geneva stage was an uber, the shechita stage was also an uber. Let's say, like Rav Ramsky says, that ben pekua, when you matir this uber, I did it through the shechita of the mother, it works, like you've done a shechita to the uber. Okay, I've done a shechita to the mother, zolzain. And zolzain through that shechita to the mother is called doing a shechita to the vlad. But it's still only an uber, it's not a shor. And there's halacha, you've got to shech the shor. Less than the shor, just like we said beforehand, in geneva, the kalvachoyme, in the shechita stage itself. At this stage of shechita, when you shechted, you understand? Nochamol, we have a cow, parah muberes. You shechted the parah muberes. So Rav Ramsky is saying, what's the chiddush? Chayav dalav hay even for the uber. What's the chiddush? Poshut. The Torah says the chiddush is that the way shechita works for a ben pekua, for this unborn child, is it's like you've done a shechita to the child itself. Okay, so then you can be chayav dalav hay for this child because I've shechted this child. The child is, but I shechted it when it was still in the womb. That's not sure. You said you have to check the show.
It's just that when you do a shechita on the mother, it's clearly you've done a shechita on the baby. It's not, it's a piece of meat. It's a chelik of the mother. What? So if it's a chelik of the mother...
So what's the chiddush? So what's the chiddush? That's poshut. So what's the chiddush? That's Abramsky's taina. He's Abramsky's taina that you said, the Chazon Yecheskel's taina is, what's the chiddush? As if you've got a fat shur, plenty of meat on it, and you're shechted, you're chayev to be dalavay for all the meat. Now this uber, if it's just part of the mother, it's a piece of meat, of course you're chayev, what's the chiddush? Says Abramsky, must be the chiddush is that even though it's really a separate entity, because it's a ben tes chai, it's a ben tes, it's 9 months, and it's going to live, and it's born, and they kept and take it out afterwards, it's going to live. Nevertheless, the shechita still works for it. And you chayav dalav hay for that vlad. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the way we look at the heter of ben pekua, I'm not stam a heter, you're allowed to eat it. It's a heter because you've done a shechita to it. I've done a shechita to it. So you chayav dalav hay, I've done a shechita to this uber. My kasha then is, oh, that's true. I've shechted it whilst it was an uber. Shech whilst it's an uber, I'm sorry to tell you, it doesn't qualify as a show. So I have, very nice, I've shechted it. All the longest you want in the world. I've done it like I've done a shechita. But it's...
If this baby is born, dies a natural death, is it an avela or is it kosher meat?
I think you can eat it.
The day after it's born, without being shechted.
I think you can eat it. You don't have, doesn't need shechita. It's not good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need shechita. I think so. Okay, so I want to share with you a chiddush, Rabbi Yisai, which will hopefully answer this. You hear the kasha? Yeah, masking the kasha, Rabbi Yisai, it's a good kasha. So I think the Teretz you could say is like this. Oh, but this is getting a bit longish. There's a shtickle, there's a vart for Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yesha. And Rav Shimon says the following. There's a Gemara. The Gemara declares, this is built on a Gemara, that if you have a ben pekuah inside the mother, and you shechted the mother cow, and then the mother turned out to be a treifa. Now, a shechita on a treifa is not a good shechita. Right? The mother turned out to be a treifa animal. It had a hole in the heart, it had whatever it was, a hole in the lung, etc. So if you got the mother cow was a treifa, the shechita ha'saim is not a good shechita. Can you now go and shecht the uba?
It's just part of the mother.
You hear the shayla? Again, let's get the shayla. I want you to understand the shayla. The mother was a treifa. The mother's not going to live. You open it. The uba's not a treifa. Why is the uba a treifa? Let me ask you a question. If you're right, so let me say, if you say anything born from a treifa is a treifa. Okay, so you're telling me that when you get an animal, yeah, and you shecht it, right? And it found a treifa. Is the child which was born last week from it, is that a treifa? Because it was born from a treifa. We know it was a treifa. Yesterday it was a treifa. You have to come up with a chazaka for that.
Then he's separated already.
So therefore, so what? It's not treifa. Can this lad come here?
It's also good. If you shock it to
mother. One minute. So let me ask a question. This lad itself, is he going to live? This Uber, is he going to live? He's going to live.
Yes.
So he's not a treifa. The problem is the shechita of the mother was a shechita's treifa. That shechita's treifa is not a good shechita. So the shayla is, can you do another shechita? You can't do that. That shechita is not going to work. The shechita of the mother is not going to work because it's a shechita straight. But can you do? So the Gemara's got a shayla. Can you do a shechita? Or there's a shayla. The Gemara says there's one side of the Gemara you can do a shechita because it works like this. The shechita of the mother can help for the child, but if it doesn't help, it's still got its own life as well. You can go on shech. The vlad doesn't require shechita because the shechita of the mother helps for it. But lo yitzu, the shechita of the mother doesn't help for it because the mother was a treifa, and shechita's treifa is not a good shechita. Can you now go maybe say, okay, but the uber itself will still have a shechita. It's still alive. It's got simonim.
Why should
you say so?
That's
what the Gemara says.
The uber is treifa.
No, the uber's not a treifa. Why is it a treifa?
The leg of the mother.
No, it's not, but now it's separate. Now it's alive. It's separate. You're right. When it's inside, you're right. But I've taken it out.
Talk about inside.
No, I've taken it out. Now it's out. So now I've got. This calf, is it going to live? It's going to live. It's not a treifa.
So what?
So you can't use the shechita of the mother, but it's not.
How
it's not
got a good shechita. How were you allowed to eat it originally when you shechted the mother and it just came out? How were you allowed to eat it without shechita? How were you allowed to?
Because the shechita of the mother works for it. But here, the mother was a treifa. You do a shechita treifa, it's not a good shechita. It's not considered a shechita. It doesn't mean. Pardon? Yeah. It was part of the cow. Oh, very good. This is what I'm coming to. Is the shayla like this? The shayla is like this. It is in the shayla, does it work? So Rav Shimon Shkop says like this. He says it depends. And the shayla is, can you do another shechita now? You've got the uber here. Can I do another shechita? So he says, Meken Claren, another shayla. When you shecht the cow, the mother cow, and we said from Rabbi Abramsky that that's considered like I'm shechting the uba, because otherwise it wouldn't be chayav dalavei for the uba. How does that work? How does that work when I shecht the cow and that should be considered a shechita on the uba? Is the pshat that the uba, like you said, I think, is just part of the cow? You said part of the cow. So just like the legs of the cow and the flanks and all the various parts of the cow are nitar al yedei a shechita. The shechita is matir that. Who are then? It's matir the child as well. In other words, the shechita of the simonim is the con of the vesh, the windpipe and the food pipe of the cow, of the mother. That shechita is a matir for everything, including the uber. Is that the pshat? Or no, is the pshat, when I shech the mother, it's like I'm doing a shechita on the con of a veshet of the uber itself. It's considered as though that shechita works for both parts. It's like it's done. It's considered ki'ilu. You've done a shechita to the uber itself, its own private shechita. Yeah, the shayin ochamol. Is it pshat that it's part of the mother, just as a chelik of the mother, Well, no, it's not a chedek of the mother in that respect, that the shchit. But shchit ha-sa'im is like I've done a shchita to the child as well. That's the halacha ben pekur. So we have a sub chakira. Our first chakira was, is ben pekur stam mutter? Or ben pekur works, because ben pekur being the unborn child, because it's had a shchita. In this sad that it's had a shchita, we're now clearing another shayla. How does it work? It's had a shchita. Has it had a shchita just like the feet of the mother, like the various parts of the cow are shochut, hu adin, the ubra shochut? Or is the pshat that the shchitas ha'aim is considered doing a shchita to the child itself? Like its own private shchita on its own simonim. The next nafkamina will be, can you do another shchita to the ubra? If the pshat was that the shchita's a mother is matir the aim, if you want. And if it didn't work, because the mother was a treifa, okay, so now you can do another shchita. There's nothing wrong. The shchita's treifa is not a psul, just not a good shchita. Now I have an uber over here with its own simon, its own kind of a veshet. Go and do a shchita to the uber. Why not? But if the pshat was that the shchita to aim is considered doing a shchita to those simon, the kind of veshet of the uber itself, well, they've been had a shchita already. You can't do another one. Once they cut. Can't do another one. So they only cut in Lomdus, but they've got a din shchita. Once something's got a din shachut, you can't do it again. So that would be the nafkamina. If you had the mother was a treifa, and you shechted the mother, and the vlad's inside the mother, and now you want to relate the shchita of the mother to the child. If the mother's a treifa, it doesn't relate to it. The question is, what does that do to the child? Is the pshat the shchita's a mother helps for the child? Helps, and if it didn't help, okay, it didn't help, but it didn't spoil it. You can take, go now the child's born, go and shecht it. But if the pshat is that the shchita so'aim is considered doing a shchita, a private shchita to the child, well, you've done a private shchita to the child, you can't do another one. That'll be the nafkamina. Is if Shimon wants to say, I don't know. Yeah, halacha lemaisa, you have to ask for the many qualified dayanim and rabbonim. Yeah, it's a shayla in the Gemara. I think it's a machlokes the Gemara. Most of Dalit Simonim Achshu Berachmon. It's Gemara in Chulin Davayin Hay. That's where. How is asking that?
I would say it works backwards.
The shayla
of the
Uber
is
Machshu Dimal. No, that you can't do. That's already taking it too far. That. Yeah, everybody, so let's get on. I want to finish this. Is Kum Tei Sasa? Is Reb Shimon Shkop says if you learn, he wants to say this chakira. And he wants to suggest that the shchit, one said that the shchita of the mother is matir, taka shchita for the uber, but not that it's a private shchita for the uber. But the way it works is that the uber is part of the mother, yeah, and therefore it's had a shchita as toffel to the mother, like the legs of the animal. Therefore, nafkamina will be, if the mother was a treifa and you shechted it, the shchita of the mother didn't work for the uber, but it wasn't mekalkel, didn't spoil it. And you can now go and you can do another shchita to the uber because the uber hasn't had its own private shchita. I'd like to suggest one chiddush lefizeh. Kum tois lefizeh. The shchita of the uber, how's the shchita worked for the uber? Why is it shochut? We're going now on this side that the uber needs shchita, that the fetus requires a shchita. And how has it had a shchita? It's had a shchita because it's part of the cow. It's not its own private shchita. It's had a shchita because, like you said, it's the leg of the cow. It's attached to the cow, it's got a din shchita, even though it's a separate entity which requires its own heter. But how has it got the heter? Al yaday being part of the cow. If it's had a heter, al yaday being part of the cow, if that's the way the heter works, oy bazoi, not only is it got a shem shchita as being part of the cow, legabe being matted to be mattier, the meat to eat, it's also got a shem shoyer. Because what shchita is it? It's only classed as shochut because it's part of the mother. So as much as it's part of the mother, it's part of a shoyer. The mother's a shoyer. Our question was, what was our kasha? Let's go back to our kasha. Our kasha was, when you shecht, you gone up haram uberis, and you shechted the cow. The halacha is that this uber, you chayav dal avehe for the uber. Frek Rav Abramsky, what's the chiddush? Of course you chayav dal avehe. The answer is no. We're talking about a case where you've got a ben teschai, this uber, fully formed child inside, and it came out live, and it doesn't require shchita. And you chayav dal avehe ki'ilu, you shechted the uber. So we asked the question, but it wasn't a shur. How can you be chayav? It wasn't a shur, it was an uber. Very nice, God had its own shchita. But its own shchita, but teras uber. An uber is not a shur, we prove from the Gemara. Only once you're born, you're a shur. The answer is, but how does the shchita work for you? The way the shchita works for you is, even though you're separate, the way it works for you is because you consider the chelik of the mother. That's how it works. The mother's shchita works for you as a chelik of the mother. as much as it's a shechita of the mother, which works for you, you're part of the mother's a sher. The mother's a sher. So it must be, you can't have it both ways. If you want to use the shechita of the mother to call this Uber as having had a shechita, but the way it works is not that you shechted a private shechita on the Uber. The way it works is the shechita of the mother relates to everything within inside it, like you said before, including the krovayim, including the legs, etc. Everything is included within the shechita. What shechita is that a shechita of the mother? Was that a shechita of a shayr or not? My mother's a Gershon. My mother's a big fat ox, been around for 20 years. Yeah? So, not ox, cow. Right? So that's a shechita of the mother. A shechita of a shoir, yechayev dalet vehei. So even though this Uber has got its own identity, and we're being matirit alidei the shechita of the mother, so we ask the question, therefore it's not a shechita shoir. The answer is, it is a shechita shoir. Because the only way the shechita can work for you is because we regard you as part of the shoir. So as much as we're regarding you as part of the shoir, you can't go and say, oh, but the gavad dalet vehei, you're not part of the shoir. Yeah, you can't have it both ways. If the way the shechita works is in Matthew, it's true, Reb Chaim's chiddush, that you're part of, to the 30 seconds, it's true, Reb Chaim's chiddush, that an uber is not called a shoir. Our question was, how can we have dalet vehei for shechitas uber? The answer is, because the way the shechitas uber works is by being part of the mother. If by being part of the mother, that's the only way it works, then you must be a shoir. It's a shechita shoir, and that's the chat, and this is after you have dalet vehei.